If you turn your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, we'll try to answer one of the questions that came in a while back. I'm finally getting to it. By the way, we're running out of questions, so I want to encourage you, if you have biblical questions, or questions about the Bible, or questions about what the Bible says about something, we encourage you to go ahead and fill out a little piece of paper. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It can be torn. And just put it in the offering plate, and we'll try to get to those questions during the Sunday morning or Sunday service. The question that was handed to me deals with marriage, and more specifically, marriage to a non-believer. The question goes like this: if married to a non-believer, when do you know when to leave? 1 Corinthians 7 talks about that. In fact, that question was being asked by the Corinthians, and it's probably no surprise that it would be asked by them. It says this, if you'll pick up with me, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 12. But to the rest I say, not the Lord, that if any brother has a wife who is an unbeliever, and she consents to live with him, let him not send her away. And a woman who has an unbelieving husband, and he consents to live with her, let her not send her husband away. One of the questions, well, now that I'm a Christian, I probably shouldn't be with this guy or this gal that's a non-Christian. I think maybe we need to ditch them. And God says, no. For who knows, you are sanctifying the house of God, or you are sanctifying your home in by bearing witness to this one that is not saved. And it says this, it says in verse 14, for the unbelieving husband is sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified through her believing husband. Otherwise, the children are unclean, but now you are holy. In other words, there seems to be a call to influence that household. We're all familiar with the marvelous passage in 1 Peter 3, which talks about the godly woman who has an unbelieving husband can win him over without a word by a gentle and respectful behavior. So to answer the question, if I could answer it just as directly as I can, you don't leave them, they leave you. One of the signs of a believer is that you're faithful. And you've made commitments, and God is saying you remain where you are. In fact, remain really seems to be one of the main focuses of this particular chapter. If you look with me in verse 20, it says, let each of you, what? Remain in that condition. Verse 24, brethren, let each man remain. Verse 26, I think then that it's good in view of the present distress that it is good for a man to remain as he is. So right now, or through this particular chapter, he's emphasizing those that would stick to it or endure, and God has placed you there. Was it an ideal situation to begin with? No, but the commitment has been made, stay. This is not a time to leave. Now, after saying all that, let me say this, that we know that there are conditions in which things can get pretty harried and pretty destructive. We also know, according to Romans chapter 13, that the Lord has in his sovereignty orchestrated a system called the government. Even though you may or may not agree with the government, God has orchestrated all authority. And he says they don't bear a sword for nothing. He goes on and says, you need to submit to these authorities. What I would say is, if there is anything being done that is unlawful, I'm going to encourage people, do not hesitate going to the authorities. But it's my spouse. Well, maybe in jail is the best place for him, because it might be a place that they will receive the Lord. So it really is in kindness. I would say this too, never do anything that you do out of vindictiveness. Always do it for the best of that person. And that's why Scripture says, do all that you do out of love. And so any decision that you make, you're making in accordance with this, help them. And sometimes, quite frankly, getting a rest would help them. It would keep them from destroying themselves, from destroying others, and it would literally help them. So God is kind. He has brought all these things to bear so that we might have resources. And beyond all this, clearly you have a church family in which you can go to. But the message is very clear. Remain as you can. If he's not asking you to leave, if she's not asking you to leave, you stay. And you be a testimony there as long as they allow that. And what a wonderful example in which Christ continued to love us and while we were yet sinners. And it's one of the great messages. You actually have a ministry right there within your home, and the Lord has called you to do that. Father, we give you thanks for the opportunities that you give us right in our home, and oftentimes they're the most difficult. Nevertheless, we believe that you have called us to them, and you have called us to be faithful, to endure to the end. So may we demonstrate your fidelity in these times. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.